中间和大家一起交通主的话。
We thank the Lord that I have this opportunity to come with, among brothers and sisters to share His word.
我礼拜三就到了。
I came here Wednesday.
然后礼拜四、礼拜五都有机会和弟兄姊妹见面，和弟兄姊妹有彼此之间的交通。
And on Thursday and Friday, I was able to meet with brothers and sisters and to fellowship.
很感谢主，和叶弟兄有交通来往已经很久了。
I thank the Lord that I've been able to keep in contact with Brother Ye for quite some time.
但是来到弟兄姊妹中间和弟兄姊妹一起聚会，这是第一次。
But to be able to gather here with fellow brothers and sisters, this is a first for me.
那真是很感谢主。实实在在，我觉得无论在哪里都有倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹。
I truly thank the Lord wherever we are in the world, there are always faithful brothers and sisters of the Lord.
虽然是可以说是第一次来到弟兄姊妹中间，但是灵里面是相通的。
Even though it's the first time I'm here among you, but I feel that our spirit is the same.
那的确，这次能够来到弟兄姊妹中间是主的感谢主的恩典。
To be here this time, I truly thank the Lord's grace.
关于主日的信息，当我在祷告的时候，主给我一个负担。
When I was praying about what to share with brothers and sisters, the Lord gave me a burden.
因为在我们自己聚会的弟兄姊妹中间，无论是在原来美国的聚会，或者是现在在中国深圳的聚会。
So whether it was at the gathering that I was at while in America or in my gathering in Shenzhen in China.
常常都会听见弟兄姊妹讲一句话。
I often hear brothers and sisters speak this phrase.
就是我很软弱。
They say I am weak.
所以我有一点感觉，想和弟兄姊妹交通一点，关乎胜过得胜。
So I would like to share brothers and sisters this message concerning overcoming.
我们用诗篇124篇，所以好不好？请弟兄姊妹打开圣经，诗篇124篇。
We are going to be sharing on Psalm 124, so if you can open your Bibles to Psalm 124.
诗篇124篇，我们一起同声来念。
Let's read Psalm 124 together.
诗篇124篇，我们一起来。
Let's start.
以色列人要说，若不是耶和华帮助我们，若不是耶和华帮助我们，当人起来攻击我们，当我们发怒的时候，就把我们活活地吞了。那时波涛必漫过我们，河水必淹没我们，狂傲的水必淹没我们。耶和华是应当称颂的，他没有把我们当野食交给他们吞吃。我们好像雀鸟从捕鸟人的网罗里逃脱，网罗破裂，我们逃脱了。我们得帮助是在乎依靠造天地之耶和华的名。这一首诗篇不长。
This psalm is not very long.
好不好？我们把它再念一遍。
Let's read it one more time.
我们一起来。以色列人要说，若不是耶和华帮助我们，若不是耶和华帮助我们，当人起来攻击我们，向我们发怒的时候，就把我们活活地吞了。那时波涛必漫过我们，河水必淹没我们，狂傲的水必淹没我们。耶和华是应当称颂的，他没有把我们当野食交给他们吞吃。我们好像雀鸟从捕鸟人的网罗里逃脱，网罗破裂，我们逃脱了。我们得帮助是在乎依靠造天地之耶和华的名。我们再读一处圣经，罗马书第八章。
Let's read a second passage, Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们只挑几节念就好了。
We'll just pick several verses to read.
罗马书八章第三十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
然后三十五到三十七节。
And then verse 35 through 38.
罗马书八章三十一节。
Romans 8:31.
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？三十五节开始。
35.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。好，我们圣经就念到这儿，我们一起有点祷告。
That's all we'll read for now. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们的主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
你常常把我们引到你饼杯的面前。
Many times you gather us before your bread and cup.
用你的爱再来吸引我们。
You gather us here by your love.
用你的恩典再来扶持我们。
And you support us by your grace.
主啊，也用你的得胜再来呼召我们。
Please call us through your overcoming.
主，我们感谢你，主日的早晨，我们再一次来到你的面前。
We thank you that on the Sunday morning you've gathered us here.
我们一同在这里纪念你。
We are here to remember you.
我们也一同在这里等候你。
And we are here waiting upon you.
主，你不但把你的恩典赐给我们。
You not only gave your grace to us.
你也要叫我们在你里面与来侍奉你。
And you want us to serve you in yourself.
我们也要跟随你，你也要使我们与你一同得胜。
You want us to follow you, and you want us to overcome with you.
我们宝贵我们每一次来到你面前的机会。
We treasure every opportunity we have to come before you.
我们感谢你也把你的话赐给我们。
We thank you that you gave us your word.
我们仰望你在这一段时间里面按着你的应许与我们同在。
We ask that you would according to your promise be with us here.
因为主你的心在你百姓的身上。
Because your heart is towards your people.
主啊，但愿我们的心也能够在我们主的身上。
And may our hearts be toward our Lord.
让我们的心向着你，我们能够听见你向我们说话。
May our hearts be toward you, may we hear your words.
我们把每一位弟兄姊妹，把我们自己都交在主你的恩手中。
We give every brother and sister ourselves into your hands.
求你亲手来带领我们。
Please guide us with your hand.
让我们里面能够听见你自己的话。
That we can hear your words inside us.
好叫我们能跟随你
，so that we may be able to follow you.
好叫教会能够走在和你心意的道路上
，that the church may walk in the path that you've given them.
我们把讲的、把翻的、把听的都交在主你的手中。
We give the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen into your hands.
让我们被同一个灵所感。
Let us be filled with the same spirit.
让我们都能够听见你自己的话语。
Let us hear your words.
也叫我们能做一个跟随你话语的人。
And let us be people that follow your word.
我们仰望你除去一切的拦阻。
Lord, we look upon you, we ask that you remove all hindrances.
我们仰望你赐下圣灵的膏油。
We ask that you have the Holy Spirit as anointment.
让你的话不但被我们听见，更能够进到我们心的深处。
That we not only hear your words, but that it enter deep into our hearts.
叫我们做一般结果子的百姓，叫荣耀归给你。
That we be a people that bears fruit and that gives glory to your name.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 诗篇一百二十四篇。
Psalm 124.
如果大家读你的圣经的小字或者电脑上也有。
If you read the text following, the little text, or if you look at the screen above,
被称为大卫上行之诗。
It's called David's Psalm of Ascent.
那我想很多弟兄姊妹也许知道哈，从诗篇一百二十篇到一百三十四篇。
Many brothers and sisters may know that from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134,
那在圣经中被称为上行之诗。
They are called the Psalms of Ascent.
既然被称为上行，所以你在这里你看见好像有一个成长的过程。
So they're called Psalms of Ascent. If you look at these Psalms, you see that there is a progression among them.
我们知道，当我们重生以后，我们得着了一个新的生命。
We know that when you are born again, you receive a new life.
那这个生命，感谢主是会长的。
And we thank the Lord, this new life grows.
那刚刚信主的时候，也许我们很新鲜。
Maybe when you first believe on the Lord, this life is very fresh.
但是那个时候，我们的生命是一个非常幼嫩的生命。
But our life during that time, it's very tender.
所以你知道小孩子他非常容易上当。
So for example, we know that children often are easily deceived.
那小孩子他也非常幼稚，是以自己为中心的。
And they're very naive, and they think that life centers around them.
但是如果是生命的话，他就会成长。
But if there is life there, then that life will grow.
他就会慢慢慢慢的成熟。
And they will gradually mature.
那圣经里面有许许多多的圣经是讲到生命成长的。
In the Bible, it speaks many times about life's growth.
比如说，当我们来读创世纪的时候。
For example, if we read the book of Genesis.
创世纪你读创世纪，可以说你读到好几个人物。
In Genesis, you read several characters.
那当然，最主要的人物就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟。
And we know that the main characters are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
那创世纪到底在讲什么呢？
What is Genesis exactly talking about?
那么一面创世纪是说到这些人的经历。
On the one hand, Genesis speaks of these people's experiences.
那借着他们的经历，就是告诉我们属灵生命的事。
And through their experiences, it speaks of their spiritual growth.
所以如果我们仔细读的话，从亚伯拉罕到以撒、雅各，一直到约瑟，在这里你读到一个生命成长的情形。
So if you read carefully through the lives of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, you will see a progression of their lives.
到新约也是就是旧约的一个例子。在新约，当你来读使徒保罗的时候。
In the New Testament, it is like that as well. If you read the life of our Apostle Paul.
在使徒保罗所写的十三封书信里面。
In the 13 letters that he wrote.
若是你按着他时间的顺序。
If you follow his writings according to the chronology in which he wrote them,
你就能读到保罗生命成长的一个次序。
You could find a progression of life that Paul experiences.
所以讲到生命成长，圣经里有许许多多的圣经是可以帮助我们。
So concerning life's progression, the Bible gives us many good examples.
那诗篇我们知道是不但是圣经，而且是圣经中的诗歌。
We know that the Psalms are not only a book of the Bible, but that they are also songs in the Bible.
那我们知道诗歌都是讲到我们的经历。
And we know that songs often describe our experiences.
我们要来认识主，有很多教训是我们需要知道的。
To understand the Lord, there are many lessons that we need to learn.
那感谢主doctrine。
Doctrines.
不但是我们不但能够明白教训。
Not only can we understand doctrines,
而且所有属灵的教训都是可以经历的。
But all spiritual doctrines can also be experienced.
譬如说在我们在所谓的基督教信仰里面。
For example, in our supposed Christian beliefs.
那最核心的那个教训。
What is the most,
central.
What is the central doctrine?
那当然就是关乎神的教训。
Of course, that is the doctrine involving our God.
我们的神是三而一的神。
Their God is three in one.
是父神。
God the Father.
是子神。
God the Son.
也是灵神。
And God the Holy Spirit.
那这是教训。
Now this is doctrine.
但是我们要怎么样来经历呢？
But how can we experience it?
所以你发现当我们经历了父神。
So when we experience the Father,
当我们经历了子神,
when we experience the Son,
当我们经历了灵神,
and when we experience the Holy Spirit,
我们这时候对于神的认识,
our understanding of God,
虽然还是同样的认识,
even though it might be the same,
但是这一个认识可以说是一个有根基的认识,
we can say that this understanding has roots,
是真实的认识,
it is something that's real.
经历过的认识。
It is something that has been experienced.
那这就是经历的重要。
And this is the importance of experience.
在圣经里面讲到诗歌。
In the Bible when it mentions the songs.
我想有两个例子我们可以提一下。
We could bring up two examples.
一个就是歌中之歌。
One song is the Song of Songs.
我看到在bulletin 上在程序单上弟兄姊妹中间有一组是在读歌中之歌。
I noticed in the bulletin that one of the groups is reading the Song of Songs.
那歌中之歌当然是一卷讲经历的书。
The Song of Songs is a book that's
experience.
It talks about experiences.
那这个经历, 当然我想每一个读的人都明白, 这个经历是爱的经历。
And we all understand what these experiences are about. It's about love.
那这个良人,
the beloved.
那这一卷书是一卷讲爱的书。
And so this book is all about love.
那也可以说这一卷书就是生命的经历。
And you can also say this book is about life's experience.
我们与主的那一个生命的经历是一个爱的经历。
Our life with the Lord is a life of love.
所以当你来读歌中之歌的时候, 你在这里能够很清楚地读到成长的情形。
And so if you read the Song of Songs, you actually can see a progression of life.
在这卷书的开头第二章的时候,
In the second chapter of this book,
他说, 良人属我, 我属良人。
It says, My beloved is mine and I am his.
那这个时候在这一个女子的感觉里面, 她觉得首先是良人属我。
And so in this girl's heart at that time, she first feels that the beloved is hers.
那这是她里面的感觉。
And so this is her feeling in her heart.
但是等到后面一点, 到第六章的时候,
But if you look on in chapter 6,
你发现她同样的一句话, 但是她的感觉有一点改变了。
She says the same thing, but the words have been changed a little.
她说, 我属我的良人, 我的良人也属我。
She says there, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine.
所以这个时候她的更重的感觉是, 我属我的良人, 但是呢, 我的良人也是属我的。
So you see here, her feelings have changed to being I and my beloved's first, and then my beloved is mine.
你看见这就是进步了。
And so this is a sense of progression.
这就是成长了。
This is a sense of growth.
然后到第七章,
And then chapter 7,
他说, 我属良人,
It says, I am my beloved's,
我的良人也恋慕我,
And his desire is towards me.
这个时候他不再注意良人属我。
Now she does not pay attention to whether the beloved belongs to her.
这个时候她注意的是, 我属良人。
And now she just cares about that she belongs to the beloved.
她注意的是, 在我身上, 有我良人所爱慕的地方。
And she is paying attention to whether the beloved loves anything in her.
那你看见这是生命的成长。
You can see here a progression of life.
那另外一个例子就是上行的诗歌。
And another example is the Song of Ascent.
这个上行的诗歌, 它好像也是一步一步, 一共有15篇。
There are 15 psalms that are songs of ascent.
那么歌中之歌呢, 是讲到我们个人。
Now the Song of Songs speaks to us as individuals.
歌中之歌呢, 是注重我们的生命。
And the Song of Songs places special emphasis on our life.
当然生命和侍奉是, 不可分的。
Now, of course, we know that life and service are not separable.
那生命是为着要侍奉。
Our life is here for service.
而只有在侍奉中, 生命才能真正的成长。
And only in service can a life truly grow.
但是当我们来读主的话的时候, 你发现有不同的侧重。
But when we read the Lord's words, you see there are different weights given.
歌中之歌的成长, 注重的是生命。
The Song of Songs emphasizes life.
那么上行之诗, 这里也有一个成长。
The Song of Ascent also emphasizes growth.
但是他所注重的是侍奉。
But their emphasis here is on worship.
他所注重的是团体。
And their emphasis is on the body.
那歌中之歌是一卷怎么样的书呢?
What is the Song of Ascent? What kind of book is it?
那有, 不同的说法, 不过都离不开圣殿。
There are different ways of interpreting it, but all of them never leave the temple.
当你读诗篇 120篇, 第一篇上行之诗的时候,
If you read the first Song of Ascent, Psalm 120,
那里说到, 说到米舍, 说到基达,
It speaks of different, different places.
那是离, 圣殿很遥远的地方。
Speaks of Mesek and Kedar, which are very far away from the temple.
那都是在应许地之外的。
They're outside the promised land.
当你读到诗篇 134篇, 最后一篇上行之诗的时候,
If you read the last Psalm of Ascent,
你看见这里说耶和华的仆人站在耶和华的殿中。
And it says that the servants of the Lord stand in the temple of the Lord.
所以整个的十五篇诗篇就是说人怎样从遥远的地方能一直一直进一直进一直进到神的殿中。
And so you see the songs of the saints are describing how people approach the temple from afar off and how they draw near.
那它的背景有两种说法，一个就是以色列人一年要三次。
They have different backgrounds. One interpretation is that Israelites three times a year.
他们要带着他们的各地的土产要来到耶和华的殿中来敬拜。
They have to bring the produce that they of the land and bring it to the temple.
你知道，当他们要来到耶路撒冷最后他们有一段路程。
They have to come to Jerusalem, and there is one last leg of the journey.
就是从耶利哥死海的附近。要上到耶路撒冷去。
It's from the city of Jericho, and they're ascending from there to Jerusalem.
耶利哥大概是海平面以下200到400米的深度。
And we know that Jericho is around 200 to 400 meters underwater, under the sea level.
耶路撒冷差不多是海拔800米的高度。
And we know that Jerusalem is 800 meters above sea level.
从耶利哥到耶路撒冷开车可能20分钟，半个小时就到了。
We know that from Jericho to Jerusalem, if you drive a car, it takes 20-30 minutes.
但是这中间海拔的落差有差不多1公里。
But we know that the difference is around 1 kilometer.
而且那里所走的路是犹大旷野的路，那条路是非常难走的。
And the area that is traveled is the wilderness of Judea. It's very difficult to walk upon.
所以当这些可以说是朝圣的这些以色列人他们要来到耶路撒冷的时候，他们要走一条路叫做上行的路。
And so when these Israelites are pilgrims, when they come to Jerusalem, they have to walk this path called the path of ascent.
那这条路是一条不容易行的路。
And so this path is a path that's not easily walked upon.
当他们走在这条往上走的路上的时候，他们会觉得疲乏。
And when they walk upon it, they must probably have some tiredness.
他们会觉得辛苦。
They probably will feel that it's very hard work.
但是在他们心里面有一个盼望。
But in their hearts, they do have a hope.
有一个吸引。
Something that draws them.
像诗篇122篇。
Like Psalm 122.
他说，人对我们说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
It says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
那我不知道，弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到神同在的我们今天来到神的同在。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, when you came into the Lord's presence today,
我们里面有没有这样一种的喜悦？
Did we have this kind of joy in our hearts?
弟兄姊妹有没有？
Brothers and sisters, did we?
我们上耶路撒冷去。
Come, let us go to Jerusalem.
我们上耶和华的殿去。
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
我就欢喜。
And I was joyful.
那欢喜是欢喜啊。
You can be joyful.
但是这条路不大让人欢喜的。
But this path towards there is not joy-inspiring.
这条路是蛮沉重的。
This path is very troublesome.
所以当走在这条路上的时候怎么办呢？
So what do you do when you walk on this path?
他们需要力量，怎么样能够有力量？
They need strength. How do they get the strength?
弟兄姊妹，当你需要有力量的时候怎么办？
Brothers and sisters, when you need strength, what do you do?
礼拜五在这里听见有位弟兄，他分享了三段他唱诗歌的经历。
On Friday, we had one brother share about three experiences with singing hymns.
那感谢主，我们走在西安大道上的子民，我们都懂得诗歌的宝贵。
We thank the Lord that we, as brothers and sisters, all know the importance of hymns.
所以这十五篇诗篇，就是当他们走在，尤其是最后这一段西安大道的路上。
So on this last leg of the journey, these 15 hymns were known by all these pilgrims.
他们为了要忍受为了要忍耐这条路的辛苦。
For them to be able to endure as they walked along this path.
而且他们也是结伴彼此鼓励，他们就唱这十五篇的诗篇。
And to encourage and uplift one another, they would sing these songs.
所以被称为上行之诗。
And so that's why it's called the Songs of Ascent.
那么还有另外一种, 对于背景的了解, 就是当他们来到圣殿的时候,
And another way to interpret it is when they came to the temple.
你知道从圣殿的外面走进圣殿里面去, 有很多的台阶要走。
To enter into the temple, actually, from the outside, there are actually several levels you have to pass.
那也有许多读圣经的人说, 这十五篇诗篇是这些祭司们在圣殿的台阶上, 他们所唱的。
And some commentators said that these songs were actually sung by the priests as they ascended into the temple.
那如果我们把这两个放在一起, 我们就看得见, 什么是上行的诗呢?
So if we put these two interpretations together, what can we see?
就是人要来到神的面前。
Is that people, we as people must come before God.
人要来到神的殿中。
We must come into the temple of God.
我们必须要走过一段路程。
And to do that, we have to undergo a path.
我们必须要走过一步一步一步。
And we have to walk on this path step by step.
那这个就是上行的诗。
And so this is the songs of ascent.
所以我想在旧约里面这两段是非常可以帮助我们的，一个是讲到我们的生命，一个是讲到我们的侍奉。
And I think these two examples in the Old Testament will really help us. One is talking about the growth of life, and the other is talking about the progress of worship or service.
那上行之诗不但这里有一个进步，而且上行之诗是团体的。
Not only is this song, are these songs of ascent progress, but they're also talking about a body.
刚才我们举的122篇的例子就是这样。
In Psalm 122, the verse that we quote before, it is like this.
在那里说到, 我要为耶路撒冷求平安。
And it says that we will seek peace for Jerusalem.
他说, 因我弟兄和同伴的缘故, 我要说, 愿平安在你中间。
And it says there, for my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be with thee.
你看见有弟兄, 你看见有同伴。
You see that there's brothers and there's companions.
所以这些是大概我们在读上行之诗, 我们有的一个了解,一个背景。
And so these are some of the backgrounds that we should understand as we read the Songs of Ascent.
你在读这些诗篇的时候, 你发现这些唱诗的人是一个爱神的人。
When you read these Psalms, you see that the people who wrote them are people who loved our God.
那他不但爱神, 而且爱他爱神的殿, 神的家。
Not only do they love God, but they loved His house and His temple.
所以今天谁是能读能唱这些诗篇的人呢?
So who are the people who can read and sing these psalms today?
弟兄姊妹, 如果你爱神,
Brothers and sisters, if you love God,
如果你爱神的家,
if you love the Lord's house,
如果神的家让你心里面欢喜,
if the Lord's house brings you great joy,
那这些诗篇就是给你给我的。
Then these hymns, these psalms are for you and for me.
但是这个爱不只是一种的情感, sentiment.
But this kind of love is not simply a sentiment.
那当有这爱的时候, 你愿意来到神的面前, 你愿意往神的殿去。
When you have this love, when you are willing to come and approach the Lord's temple,
那我们所在的地方就像耶利哥一样, 都是很低的。
So where we are is a lot like Jericho at times. It's low.
当我们要来到神面前的话, 都像耶路撒冷一样, 是高的。
When we want to approach God, we have to go towards Jerusalem, which is high.
所以我们如果要来到神的面前,
So if we want to approach God,
我们有一段上行的路要走。
We have a path of ascent to walk upon.
那么只有你真正愿意走在这条路上,
And only if you truly desire to walk on this path,
那我们才能明白这一些的诗篇。
Only if that's the case, then you can understand what the Songs of Ascent are about.
那么我想这个诗篇的背景我们大概就讲到这里。 那我们要来提一提诗篇124篇。
And I think we've covered enough on the background of the Songs of Ascent. Now let's look at Psalm 124.
那诗篇124篇其实是一个很重要的转折。
And Psalm 124, it's a very important turning point.
因为这十五篇,五篇,五篇,五篇,各成一段。
So we know that the Songs of Ascent, they're all divided into five psalms and five more psalms and five more psalms.
那124篇呢是头五篇的最后。
And Psalm 124 is the last psalm of the first set of five.
那么等到过了124篇以后就开始进到125篇了。
And so after Psalm 124, we come to Psalm 125.
所以对于基督徒来说，诗篇124篇是一个很重要的经历。
And so for Christians, Psalm 124 is a great experience.
那我们愿意稍微来解释这一篇的诗篇。
And we're willing to explain a little what the psalm is about.
刚才我们读了罗马书第八章。
Just before we had read Romans chapter 8.
我们另外再读几段圣经。
Let's read some other passages of scripture at this time.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章十四到十七节。
John 17 verses 14 through 17.
约翰福音十七章十四节到十七节，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。那弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚信主了以后，我们很喜乐，很感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, after we first believe on the Lord, our hearts are so joyful, and we truly thank the Lord.
那我们也很愿意来侍奉主。
And we are very willing at a time to serve our Lord.
那就像诗篇一百二十篇开始啊，到诗篇一百二十二篇，尤其是诗篇一百二十二篇。
And that's just like the conditions in Psalm 120 and 122.
但是当我们来读圣经里的教导的时候
But when we read the teachings that the Bible gives us
你发现我们这一班信主的人我们的大环境是一个什么样的大环境呢
What is the bigger environment that we are in?
没有话比主的话更清楚了
There is no clearer words than the Lord's word
主说
The Lord said
他们不属世界
He said, they are not of the world.
所以主把我们放在哪里呢?
So where has the Lord placed us?
主把我们放在这个世界的里面。
The Lord has placed us in the world.
但是这个世界,我们周围的环境是一个什么样的环境呢?
But what is the kind of environment that is around us?
首先是一个和我们不同的环境。
First off, it is a different environment.
所以说我们不属这个世界。
That's why it says that we do not belong to this world.
那更进一步的，因着我们和周围不同。
And to take a step further, because we are not of this world.
所以这个世界对我们的态度，基本的态度是什么？
So what is the world's response towards us?
这里说它对我们的，这个世界对我们基本态度是什么？
What does it say here that the attitude of the world is?
应该很清楚嘛，这个世界怎么样？
It is very clear. What is this world like?
这个世界恨我们是不是？
This world hates us, doesn't it?
所以当主把我们摆在这个世界的时候
，So when the Lord places us in this world,
一面主要用我们来赢得这个世界。
On the one hand, the Lord is using us to win over this world.
但是另一面，我们发现这个世界是一个仇恨我们的世界。
But on the flip side, we see that this is a world that hates us.
在我们主的身上，你就看见是这个世界把主钉在十字架上。
And we can see this in the life of our Lord. It is the world who nailed our Lord Jesus to the cross.
所以，如果我们今天你是要跟随耶稣的时候
，So today, if you are one who is ready to follow our Lord.
我们很快就会发现这个世界对我们并不是友好的。
You will quickly realize that this world does not have a good feeling towards us.
这个世界是与神为敌，所以这个世界也与我们为敌。
And that this world is against us, and that it is against Christ.
所以主在约翰福音十七章的祷告有一个很重要的祷告。
And so in John 17, our Lord has an important prayer.
十五节说：“我不求你叫他们离开世界。”
It says in verse 15, "I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world."
所以我们巴不得我们天天都在这里聚会，是不是？
We would rather that we gather here every day, wouldn't we?
那我们巴不得我们读经祷告，我与主，主与我。
We would rather that we would just read our Bibles and pray, and we'll be with the Lord all the time.
但是即使我们是过这样的生活，你发现这并不是主把我们摆在这个世界的目的。
And even though we can live this life, the Lord, we see the Lord does not want us on this earth to live simply this way.
主说，我不求你叫他们离开世界。
It says, I pray that thou should not take them out of the world.
这个世界给我们有许多的试探。
This world gives us many temptations.
这个世界给我们有许多的压力。
This world gives us many pressures.
这个世界也带给我们有许多的难处。
And this world gives us many troubles.
这个世界好像会阻碍我们属灵的成长。
And this world seems to stun our spiritual growth.
但是主说，我不求你叫他们离开世界。
But our Lord says, I do not ask that you take them out of this world.
但是主有一个祷告。
But rather our Lord has this prayer.
主说，求你保守他们脱离凶恶。
He said, ask that thou, the Father, should keep them from evil.
求你保守他们脱离凶恶。
That you would keep them out of evil.
这是一个点我们可以看得见。然后我们再读一处以弗所书第六章。
This is a point that we can see. And let's look at another passage now, Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
这是刚才我们看了主耶稣的祷告，我们再来看保罗的祷告。
We saw just before the prayer of our Lord Jesus. Let's look at the prayer of our Apostle Paul.
这也是教会的祷告。
And this is also the prayer of the church.
时间关系，我们就读十三节就可以了。
Because of time's concern, let's just read verse 13.
以弗所书六章十三节。
Ephesians 6:13.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装。 好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。那我们只看这一节，保罗说有一个日子叫做磨难的日子。So
we'll just look at this verse, and we see here that Paul says that there is an evil day.
教会要成长。The
church needs to grow.
教会要在这个世上尽功用。
The church must be of use in this world.
教会要在属灵征战中站住。
The church must be able to stand under spiritual battles.
那如果教会真能够长成，站住在神的面前，站在这个世界里面的时候，
if the church can grow and can stand in this fight,
教会要面对的是什么呢？
What will the church face?
那保罗说，磨难的日子。
And Paul says here, the evil day.
磨难的日子。
An evil day.
最后我们看约翰一书第五章。
Lastly, let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第四节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 4.
我们只要读这一节就可以了。
We just need to read this one verse.
我们再来看看使徒约翰他是怎么说的。
Let's look at the Apostle John. What does he say about this?
约翰一书五章四节。
1 John 5 verse 4.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。 所以我想这三处读了以后，我们很清楚。So
after we read these three passages, I think it is clear.
在我们成长，在我们侍奉的经历中，
that in our growth, in our time, spiritual, in our experiences,
有一个很重要的，主也说到，保罗也说到，使徒约翰也说到。
There's something important that our Lord Jesus, the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle John speaks about.
就是我们在一个一场的冲突的里面。
That we are in a time, tumultuous time.
那这个冲突是神和恶者，神和撒旦的那一个冲突。
And we are caught in this conflict between our Lord and Satan.
但是这一个冲突是看不见的。
But this conflict, you can't see it.
是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
那在我们很容易感受到的，
It is something that we can experience.
我们很容易经历到的是什么呢？
But what can we experience from this?
就是基督徒或者说教会和我们的环境。
We can experience it in the church and in the environment around us.
这个环境的人事物对于神的儿女，对于教会有一种的态度。
The people that are around the church and around us, they have a certain attitude.
有一种反应。
They have a certain response.
那用主耶稣的话说，世界恨你们。
And using the words of our Lord Jesus, the world hates you.
那我们要怎么样来面对呢？
But how do we face that?
保罗说要靠着神所赐的，要站立得住。
Paul says that we should use the, what the Lord has given us to stand.
不但要站立得住，
Not only can we stand,
使徒约翰说要胜过他。
But Apostle John says that we should overcome.
所以在我们生命的成长，在我们侍奉的学习当中，
So in our time of experience and growth,
我们要来面对这一个就是世界的冲击。
And what we need to face is the turmoils of this world.
世界的吞噬。
The devouring of this world.
还有世界的腐蚀。
And also the deterioration of the world.
当我们在面对这一切的时候，
When we face all these things,
如果你我是愿意随波逐流的，
If we are people that go with the flow,
我们不讲爱主，我们不讲爱教会，
We don't speak of loving the Lord, of loving the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们顺着这个世界的潮流就可以了。
We can just go with the flow of this world.
我们谈不上成长。
We won't need to talk about growth.
我们也谈不上侍奉。
And we don't need to talk about service either.
但是如果在世界的冲击、吞吃和腐蚀的里面，我们因着爱主的缘故，愿意继续向神而去。
But if in the world's conflict, in the world's devouring, in the world's deterioration, we are willing to continue.
那我们就能经历到诗篇124篇所说的经历。
We can experience that which was described in Psalm 124.
这是124篇的大概的背景。
This is the general background of Psalm
124. 124篇是一首非常丰富的诗篇。
Psalm 124 is a very rich psalm.
我想我没有时间仔细来讲。
I don't have time to specifically describe it.
这一首诗篇可以说是雅各，因为第一节说以色列说，所以这首诗篇是雅各，以色列这一个人他所经过的。
This psalm, because it's described by Israel, otherwise known as Jacob, you can say this is the experience of Jacob.
这首诗歌又是大卫所写的。
But this psalm is also written by David.
所以这首诗歌也可以说到大卫一生长长的经历。
So it can also describe the many trials that David had to go through in his life.
那这是个人。
And also it's individual.
如果要团体的来看，
If you look at it from the perspective of a body,
无论是在旧约以色列民族的历史，
Whether in the Old Testament the history of the children of Israel,
还是今天以色列复国以后所正在经历的，
Or the history of the nation of Israel today after their nation was revived,
一直到将来敌基督的时候以色列所要面对的就是这一首诗歌的经历。
To the point that, to the experiences that the nation of Israel experienced with the Antichrist, this psalm describes it.
那如果用在基督徒身上，
Now if you apply the psalm to us as Christians,
那我们刚才讲到了基督徒个人的经历，当我们在面对世界的各种的在我们身上各种作用的时候，那这就是我们所要经历的诗篇124篇。
Now, if you apply Christians personally, then what happens in Psalm 124 is what we experience in our daily lives.
那我们可以用这一首诗篇的光来看新约教会的历史。
And we can use this psalm actually to look at the church's history.
初期教会就是面对这样的世界的冲击。
The early church experienced this kind of.
我们也可以用这一篇诗篇来看整个2000年教会的历史。
We can also use this psalm to look at the 2000 or so year of the church history.
无论用在我们个人身上，用在团体身上，这都是一个基本的经历，就是神的儿女怎么样胜过教会的冲击。
Whether you apply
胜过世界的冲击。
Whether you apply individually or corporately, we see that Psalm 124 describes how we overcome the world's trials and turmoils.
那我们早上还有一点时间，我想我们注重在个人的经历上。
Given the time that I have left, I'd like to share a little about the personal experiences.
那这首诗篇说到一个很简单的思想，就是耶和华帮助我们。
This psalm gives a very simple concept. It talks about how the Lord is our helper.
那第一节第二节啊，他说到若不是耶和华帮助我们。
In verses 1 and 2, it repeats, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side.
所以这个说到 gravity, 这个严重性，这个世，我们在这个世界里面。
It speaks of the gravity of the situation in this world.
那这个世界对我们不是好像只是两个人不说话，彼此不相往来。
The world and the relationship between us and the world, it's not like two people who simply don't want to talk to one another.
那这个是，如果这是你感觉的世界的话，那弟兄姊妹，我们的感觉已经有问题了。
If you think that this is what the world is like, then brothers and sisters, we have a problem.
这个世界是怎么样呢？就是除了神亲自帮助我们。
This world, apart from the fact that our Lord helps us,
有时候我们会讲，哎呀，没办法了，所以只好祷告。
And sometimes we like to say, oh, there's no other way we can deal with this, we'll just have to pray.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你讲过这个话没有。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, have ever said this.
那我听见这样的话，我都很想跟这样的弟兄姊妹讲。
Whenever I hear these words, I like to share with that brother or sister who said it.
我们应当是即使有别的办法，我们也需要祷告。
We should pray, even if there are other ways to solve the issue.
不过在面对这个世界的时候，我们真的没有别的办法，只有神来帮助我们。
But when we face the world, actually, there is no other way of dealing with it except through our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后从第二节的下半节，当人起来攻击我们的时候。
And in the latter part of verse 2, it says, when men rose up against us.
好，那底下一直到第七节，这里就说到了这个世界对待神的儿女，这个世界对待基督徒，这个世界对待教会，它有很多的工作。
And from verses 3 to 7, it describes how the world treats us as the church, treats us Christians, etc.
但是在这一些的世界的冲击当中，一次一次一次，他得到了逃脱。
But even though there are so many turmoils and conflicts, you see here again and again, this person is rescued out of all of this.
然后第八节说，我们得帮助是在乎依靠造天地之耶和华的名。
And so the writer of this psalm can say in verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
那如果直接翻译的话，
If you translate it directly,
我们的帮助在耶和华的名。
Directly translates, our help is in the name of the Lord.
他乃是造天地的那一位。
And he is the one who created the heavens and the earth.
所以开头是说，若不是耶和华帮助我们。
So we see it, the psalm begins with, if the Lord had not been on our side.
结尾的时候是说，我们的帮助在耶和华的名。
And it ends with, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
从第二节到第七节，
from verses 2 to 7,
那这里我们也许找一些重点来帮助我们认识这个世界。
Let us take some points to help us understand what this world is like.
你知道诗歌，诗歌它常常是给我们一些的图画，在诗人里面有一个图画。
Many times songs are simply a picture, a representation of the picture a psalmist has.
他就把这个图画借着诗歌把它画在我们的面前。
And so they would through the song draw this picture, so to speak, before us.
这里可以说有三幅图画描述到这个世界。
This song has three pictures that the psalmist wants to portray.
这个世界像什么呢？
What is this world like?
第一个，第四节第五节，波涛河水狂傲的水。
In verses 4 and 5, it describes the waters, the stream, and the proud waters.
所以这个世界像什么呢？这个世界像洪水一样。
So what is this world like? It is like a flood.
我们去过这个以色列哈，到如果到死海的附近。
We've been to Israel before. If you go near the Dead Sea,
那里有很多的山岩。
There are many pillars of salt.
Rocks.
Rocks.
那但是这个向导会告诉我们，他说如果在冬天的时候，
But the tour guide would tell us in winter,
山岩里面会流出洪水来。
Out of these rocks will flow water.
为什么呢? 刚刚说过, 死海是在海拔以下。
Why is this the case? We know that the Dead Sea is under the sea.
所以如果冬天下雨, 在耶路撒冷开始下雨的话,
so if it starts to rain in Jerusalem during the winter,
那他们知道大概可能一两个小时以后, 那个水就会流到死海来。
They know that 1 or 2 hours later, this water will flow into the Dead Sea.
今天你可以防备, 如果耶路撒冷下雨, 那你看见天气预报, 或者有人电话打给你, 你就知道有水会来。
Be prepared for it if you know that the weather in Jerusalem is like.
但是如果你没有这个消息的话,
but if you don't have this message,
你如果在死海一带,
if you are in the Dead Sea region,
可能有时候突然就有一股的洪水过来。
Sometimes there are sudden flash floods.
你如果不知道刚才可能还是很好的。
You might feel it's okay at first.
但是一会儿你就听见轰隆轰隆的声音。
But pretty soon you'll hear suddenly the roaring of the flood.
你如果不警醒的话, 一会儿这个水就来到你的面前, 甚至就把你冲走了。
And if you're not careful, the water can come and can blow, carry you away.
这是我们常常的经历。
This is our experience many times.
那两个礼拜以前,
2 weeks ago,
我正在 Kansas.
I was in Kansas.
我姊妹她已经先回去了, 回到深圳去了。
My wife had already went back to Shenzhen.
在礼拜六晚上我就收到电话, 知道她身体不大舒服, 在发烧。
On Saturday, I received a phone call that she was not well, she had a fever.
在主日的时候, 主日早晨, 我们在博饼, 在交通见证, 下午也是有侍奉聚会, 我在 原来 Kansas City的家, 在那里参加侍奉聚会。
And so on that Sunday afterwards, we had the breaking of bread, we had a fellowship, and we also had a service meeting afterwards in Kansas City.
我结果发现这个电话错过了一个电话。
And I realized later that I missed a phone call.
隔一会有一个短信, 6个字。
And there was a short message afterwards.
请祷告, 很严重。
It says, please pray, it's very serious.
那我电话就打回去, 深圳打来的。
And so I called back to Shenzhen.
那边有一个姊妹在陪, 在陪我姊妹, 在医院。
And so there was a sister there who was with my wife in the hospital.
她说抖得非常厉害。
She says she's shaking very much.
而且甚至到一个地步不能呼吸。
And to such a point that she can't even breathe.
那是我只能简单的提一下, 那我姊妹以前 感染发抖是有过,
and I'd like to share that in the past my wife did experience this kind of stuff before.
但是到严重到影响呼吸, 这是第一次。
But these symptoms never affected her breathing before.
后来又有电话打来, 就说医院需要授权, 需要签字。
And later on another phone call was made and said the hospital needs you to sign some papers.
因为当时 家庭成员都不在身边, 所以医院要求要授权给其他人。
And because family members were not around, the hospital asked that someone else be responsible.
那我就知道这个是蛮严重的了。
And so at this point, I knew it was really serious.
后来医院就发了病重通知书。
And so later on, the hospital issued a sickness report.
那我在电话里当然听到一些情形的描述。
Of course, on the phone, I heard some serious details.
后来医院又打来说，医院建议我们转院，转到另外一个医院去。
And later, the hospital itself called me and asked that we switch hospitals.
那等到我后来回到中国去以后，在那边的弟兄姊妹告诉我，那天早上，礼拜一的凌晨。
And later, when I returned back to China, the brothers and sisters told me early on Monday morning.
那在我姊妹周围的弟兄姊妹，他们有个感觉。
The brothers and sisters around my wife, they had a feeling.
他们觉得那天早上恐怕主要把她接走了。
They had some feeling that the Lord might take my wife that day.
这个真是像一个风浪一样。
This truly felt like a flood.
刚刚在航行的时候，主耶稣和门徒在船上的时候，还是风平浪静。
When our Lord Jesus was with the disciples on the boat, it was all calm.
但是一会儿风浪就起来。
But suddenly there was a flood.
风浪就打击那一个船。
And the storm hit the boat.
好像那个船就快沉了一样。
And the boat was shaking and it almost sunk.
在我结束同侍奉聚会开车的路上。
So on the way home after the service meeting,
我里面就来到主的面前,
I went before the Lord.
几个星期前在服事当中, 那一次在教会的祷告中, 主给了我们诗篇27篇, 是为着团体。
In a few weeks ago, the Lord had given me Psalm 27.
所以那天主日早晨在波饼聚会当中, 主就把这篇诗篇又放在我的心里。
So that day, the Lord put that psalm again into my heart.
所以我本来是以为说交通见证的时候, 我在想, 如果冷场, 没有人交通的话, 那我可能就上去交通这篇诗篇。
So I thought, because that was a day of sharing, that if no one came up to share, I would share on Psalm 27.
可是那天的交通见证从头到尾都停不下来。
But the sharing fellowship that day never ended.
而且很有主的同在。
And it truly had the Lord's presence.
所以我就把这个诗篇就放在心里。
And so I put this psalm in my heart.
那下午当我在开车祷告的时候,
and so in the afternoon when I was driving and praying,
那诗篇27篇就在我里面起来。
And so Psalm 27 came into my heart.
当我们前一阵子教会在祷告的时候, 最后一个弟兄用诗篇27篇的话做结尾。
Just before in the fellowship I had, the last brother to pray used Psalm 27 to end his prayer.
我若不幸在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠, 就早已丧胆了。
If I had not seen the Lord, I should have been among the dead.
In the land of living.
If I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
那所以这个话在我里面, 我就很有把握, 这一关过得去。
And so because I had this word in me, these words in me, I felt I could pass.
我就是举了一个例子, 弟兄姊妹, 在这个世界里面,
I'm just giving an example here. Brothers and sisters, in this world,
我们常常会遇到一些洪水的冲击。
Many times we may experience floods or storms.
那今天在教会的祷告会中,
And today in the prayer gathering,
我无论去到哪里, 一定有一类的祷告, 就是关乎弟兄姊妹的身体和健康。
I know that there are always brothers and sisters praying for one another's health.
为什么会有这些情形呢?
Why are there these things?
我再多说一点, 我们原来在Kansas City的聚会,
I'd like to share a little more in Kansas City.
今天回头看, 几乎每一位稍微年长一点的同工,
thinking about it, every elderly brother or sister there.
那我们年长的那一批, 就是50岁以上的, 50岁, 60岁的同工, 多半都是以前台湾来的弟兄姊妹。
So the majority of brothers and sisters there, 50 or above, they all came from Taiwan.
那现在40几岁的这一批, 多半都是后来大陆来信主的弟兄姊妹。
And the brothers and sisters ages 40 and up were from mainland.
在年长的这一批里面, 几乎无一例外,
In these elderly brothers, almost everyone,
每一个人都行走过死荫的幽谷。
Each one of these all underwent the shadow of death.
每一个人都经过风浪。
Each one of these underwent a storm.
为什么有这些事情临到教会, 临到侍奉的人呢?
Why did these things happen to those who serve in the church?
那我们有一位, 传道人,
But we had one preacher.
他等到他发现脑瘤, 到他被主接去, 中间不过是几个月的时间。
From the time when they discovered a brain tumor to the time that he left, it was only a few months.
那当有这样事情发生的时候, 你发现全教会都动起来。
And when you realize these things, the whole church is stirred up.
全教会的祷告, 扶持, 探望, 都集中在这样的肢体身上。
And the church focuses its prayer and care on this person.
最后弟兄还是被主接去了。
But in the end, this brother was still taken by our Lord.
但是在我的身上一个最大的帮助。
But for me, one of the greatest help.
弟兄在走的时候, 他告诉我们说, 在他追思安息聚会里面, 请你们唱诗歌391首。
The brother shared that in his funeral that they would be able to sing him 391.
我稍微给大家念一下。
I'd like to read it for brothers and sisters a little.
破毁带我到主怀, 391.
Wrecked outright on Jesus' breast.
毁后如此唱出来。
Only wrecked souls thus can sing.
小船若是紧靠岸。
Little boats that hug the shore.
生怕风浪的为患。
Fearing what the storm may bring.
难知在主的怀里。
Never find on Jesus' breast.
毁后所想的安息。
All that wrecked souls mean by rest.
第四节。 破毁成为我诚意。
Wrecked outright, 'twas purest gain.
其他航者要惊奇。
Henceforth, other craft can see.
像是残忍的摧毁。
That the storm may be a boon.
时是化妆的恩惠。
That however rough the sea.
毁后乃是在主手。
God himself doth watchful stand.
由主自己来看守。
For the wreck is in his hand.
在这个世界我们很容易能经历到健康的冲击。
In this world, we oftentimes face the trials of health.
在这个世界你也很容易经历到经济的冲击。
Many times in this world, you also might face the trials of economics.
2008年所谓金融海啸。
In 2008,
我们有位弟兄有个经历，在那个之前他有个感觉，主要他把整个生意都放下来。
One of our brothers felt that the Lord wanted him to forsake his business.
所以他顺服主的带领。
So he followed the Lord's guidance.
等到08年来到的时候。
And so when 2008 came,
他发现在他的身上主的带领是奇妙的。
He realized that the Lord had special guidance in his life.
在整个经济下沉之前, 主就让他脱离了这一个风浪。
Before the entire economic downturn occurred, the Lord brought him out of it.
不只是这些是我们比较容易经历到的，还有很多是看不见的风浪。
These are some things that are easy for us to see, but there are also trials that we don't easily see.
在19世纪末期，20世纪初期。
In the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century.
因为进化论，因为科学的缘故。
Because of evolution, because of science.
所以在教会中有一股的思潮。
And so there was a development in the church.
或者说神学中有一股思潮，叫做这个新派 liberal。
There was an ideological trend in the theological part of the church. It was a new liberal theology.
很多人他读圣经，但是他不相信圣经。
But so many people during that time they read the Bible, but they didn't believe in it.
那当时有一位弟兄叫 Scroggie，苏格兰的弟兄。
There was a brother called W. Graham Scroggie.
他在年轻服侍的时候，他在两个教会当中服侍，后来被赶出来。
He was serving in two churches when he was young, but he was driven out of them.
为什么呢? 因为这两个教会他们都是被新派带走。
Why? Because these two churches were led astray by this new theology.
我们的弟兄愿意持守圣经。
Our brother wanted to keep fast the word of God.
那结果他不合潮流，所以他就被赶出来。
And he didn't want to go with the flow, so he was driven out.
所以后来弟兄成了一个很有名的圣经学者。
And so he became a very famous biblical scholar later.
他有一本巨著叫做《救赎史剧》。
And he has a book called Unfolding Drama of Redemption.
那如果你来读这一本书的时候,
if you read this book,
你就发现弟兄是一个非常扎实、非常结实的人。
You can see that this person is very well-grounded.
他的内容里面有许许多多经得起考验的背景的说明。
His content are things that withstand the test of time.
为什么会有这样的一个指示呢?
Why did he have such a blessing?
因为他是经过洪水冲击的人。
Because he was someone who underwent the storm.
所以在以赛亚书59章第19节。
That's why in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19.
那我们请弟兄帮我们念英文。
We'll have the brother read in English first.
然后我把它翻成中文，因为原来中文的翻的不是很准确。
And then I will translate in Chinese because the original Chinese version isn't quite accurate. So when the adversary shall come in like a flood, the spirit of Jehovah will lift up a banner against him.
当仇敌好像急流的河水冲来，耶和华的灵要兴起惊奇。 很多时候我们会经历到 仇敌的攻击，好像洪水而来。
Many times when we experience the enemy's attack, it might seem like a flood.
神的儿女要怎么样起来迎对这一个洪水的潮流？
How do the children of the Lord rise up against this flood?
如果我们沉睡，我们就被浪波浪卷走。
If we are asleep, we will be carried away with the flood.
这里告诉我们说，神的灵要兴起旌旗。
It says here, the Spirit of Jehovah will lift up a banner.
每一次当洪水滚滚而来的时候，你发现神的灵在那里做征战的工作。
Whenever you experience floods of trouble, you see that the Spirit of the Lord is working there.
对于教会，对于神的儿女，对于我们来说，我们要做什么呢？
To the church, the children of our God, what should we do?
我们不是要用血气来征战。
We should not war according to the flesh.
我们只要依靠神的灵就可以了。
We just have to rely on the Lord's Spirit.
所以像刚刚我们举到的例子，当你仰望主的时候，主也许就会把话给你。
And so, as you see an example before, if we rely on the Lord will lift you up.
当你仰望主的时候，在你身上也许流出了那一个苦难的馨香，好像那一首诗歌所给我们的。
If you rely on the Lord, out of you might flow an ointment of blessing.
当你仰望主的时候，有时候主会在洪水来到以前，就把你转移到别的安全的地方。
If you rely on the Lord may lift you and put you in a safe place from the flood.
所以神的儿女面对洪水，我们不会束手无策。
And so, brothers and sisters, when you face a flood, be assured that there is a way out.
我们是需要的是以耶和华为我们的帮助。
All we have to do is to have the Lord as our help.
诗篇124篇开头是说耶和华帮助我们。
It says in the beginning of Psalm 124, the Lord is my helper.
但是最后是说以耶和华为我们的帮助。
But at the end, it states that our God is our helper. It's not if the Lord is not our helper.
那这是两面的。耶和华是我们的帮助，这是我们所相信的，这是主，这是客观的。
This is certain that the Lord is our helper.
但是当我们以耶和华为我们的帮助的时候
，But if we treat the Lord as our helper,
当我们让耶和华做我们的帮助的时候
，When we let Him be our helper,
那这就是主观的。
Then this is more outspoken.
Subjective. 那当我们面对洪水冲击的时候
，So that when we experience flood,
其实我们的征战是一个非常简单的征战。
Our warfare is very simple.
一，我们的信心，我们知道神是我们的帮助。
According to our faith, we know that our Lord is our help.
然后我们只要让神做我们的帮助就可以了。
And if we simply let the Lord work, that is all that's needed.
这是我们可以经历的。
This is something that we can experience.
那么第二个，这是第一幅图画。
Now this is the first of three pictures of the song.
那我们稍微提一下第二幅和第三幅图画。
And I will mention the second and the third picture that the psalmist want to portray.
那在诗篇124篇。
In Psalm 124.
第六节
verse 6,
他没有把我们当野食交给他们吞吃
said, Blessed is the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth.
这个世界像什么呢
What is this world like?
这个世界如猛兽
It is like a beast.
那洪水是说到他好像人如果站在洪水面前你一点办法都没有
If you stand before the flood like a man, you're not going to be able to stand.
这个世界好像是一个巨大的力量。
This world is like a gigantic force.
但是我们刚才读到以赛亚书给我们的一个拯救。
But we read Isaiah about this redemption.
那更进一步，这个世界不但是巨大的力量，而且
Now, not only is this world a great force, though.
而且这个世界好像野兽一样的凶猛。
But it is fierce like a beast.
所以第六节说到吞吃原文就是牙齿。
So in verse 6 it talks about devouring and it's an original, it's as a prey to their teeth.
这个牙齿更生动。
This teeth is very, very interesting.
如果我们真愿意跟随主，真愿意爱主的时候， 你感受到这个世界， 你是感受到他的牙齿。
If you truly love the Lord, if you truly care about our Lord, you'll feel the world's teeth.
你知道当你读但以理书第二章和第七章就很清楚。
If you read Daniel chapter 2 and chapter 7, it is very clear.
第二章说这个世界好像是一个大象。
It's like a statue in Daniel chapter 2.
但是第七章就告诉我们说, 其实背后乃是像兽一样。
But in chapter 7, you see that behind all that, there are actually beasts.
好像狮子,
it's like a lion,
好像熊,
a bear,
好像豹,
a leopard,
那最后好像兽,
and also like a beast.
是不是这样的? 弟兄姊妹, 当你看这个世界外面的时候, 是辉煌华丽。
If you look at this world from the outside, it looks like a grand, grand image.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有机会去看过兵马俑，去看过长城。
I don't know if people have the opportunity to see the Great Wall and see other sites.
这是中国人的骄傲。
In China, it is the pride of the Chinese.
就好像你看到但以理书第二章那个巨像一样。
It's like seeing this great statue in Daniel.
但是如果你要问长城是怎么建起来的，
but if you ask how was this great wall constructed?
如果你要问兵马俑是为什么而有的，
and if you ask if this 兵马俑, if this place, why was it made?
Terracotta.
I mean, this terracotta, why were these statues made?
那背后的故事，
the stories behind them.
告诉我们秦始皇的暴政。
It talks about how the Qing Emperor, how he treated his people.
所以表面看是中国人的骄傲。
So from the outside, this looks like the pride of the Chinese.
但是其实这些能提醒我们想起但以理书第二章和第七章。
But in reality, it reminds us of Daniel chapter 2 and chapter 7.
告诉我们说这个世界的政权好像是野兽一样。
How that this world is really like a beast.
那如果你看教会历史， 很多人觉得我们也许能够让政治来为教会来效力。
Many times in church history, you see how many people think that we can use the government to be able to help the church.
是不是呢？ 很多弟兄姊妹讲说， 如果政府拨地给我们盖教堂，
Many brothers and sisters say, hey, if the church, the government gives us land to build a church,
拨钱来给我们发工资， 这不是很好吗？
If they give us money so that we can get a salary, isn't this a great thing?
但是弟兄姊妹， 这个世界的政权， 它的背后， 它的实质， 乃是野兽。
But brothers and sisters, behind the power of the government, it is a beast.
所以中国经过了几十年的非常时期， 在那个里面， 你可以看见这个兽种种的表现。
So over 10 years or so, you can see definitely in China the effect of the beast.
今天虽然在中国逼迫的情形好转了，
even though today in China persecutions have been lessened,
但这个世界还有很多地方基督徒受到逼迫。
But in this world, there are many other places where Christians are persecuted.
去年这个世界有一股的洪流， 所谓的阿拉伯之春， 很多阿拉伯国家都起了 暴动。
Last year we had what was known as the Arab Spring, where many Arab countries had tumults.
他们的政权在改变。
And their form of government seemed to be changing.
那表面看， 好像是更民主了。
From the outside, it seemed as if these countries were becoming more democratic.
但是如果你要问问这一些国家的基督徒， 譬如说今天埃及的基督徒的话，
But if you ask the Christians in these countries today, especially the Christians, for example, in Egypt,
他们感受到的是什么呢？
What are they experiencing?
他们面对的就是牙齿， 兽的牙齿。
What they are facing is the teeth of the beast.
这个世界要把他们吞吃下去。
That this world wants to devour them.
所以弟兄姊妹， 我们需要为他们祷告。
So brothers and sisters, we must pray for them.
我们也不知道前面摆在我们前面的路是什么。
We also don't know what road lies ahead of us.
启示录告诉我们说， 有一只兽从海中上来。
Revelation speaks of a beast that arises from the sea.
就是那个敌基督。
The Antichrist.
又有一只兽从地里面上来。
And also beast that arises from the earth.
就是那个假先知,
those false prophets.
所以如果主单言, 如果我们留在这个世界上的话,
if the Lord tarries and we stay on this earth,
圣徒教会要面对的是什么? 要面对的是兽的吞吃。
What do saints and the church face? The beast's teeth.
那教会要面对这一个挑战。
The church has to face this trial.
怎么我们的拯救是什么呢?
So what is our salvation? What is our redemption?
很简单的, 诗篇124篇, 神是我们的帮助。
Very simple. Psalm 124 says, our Lord is our help.
那以耶和华为我们的帮助, 以他的名为我们的帮助。
In his name, in his, it is he who helps us.
那第三个图画,
now the third picture.
我们好像雀鸟从捕鸟人的网罗里逃脱。
Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler.
这个世界不但是洪水,
this world is not only like a flood.
这个世界不但是野兽,
it is not only like a beast.
讲到它的凶猛,
speaking of its fierceness.
这个世界也像是一张的网罗,
this world is also like a snare.
它在那里做什么呢? 它在那里做腐蚀, 做引诱的工作。
What does it do there? It lies in wait. It tempts you.
前一阵子我们有一个, 我们有一点, 教会有一点的追求。
Not a short while ago, our church had this desire.
有一个姊妹, 她就交通到, 那一段时间, 主在她身上的带领。
And a sister shared how the Lord had guided her during this period.
她身上一直有一个难处, 她的脾气和言语, 她一直觉得控制不住。
She always had issues with her temper and her words. She could never control them.
她常常跟主认罪,
and
但是她又常常重复地跌倒。
And many times she would confess her sins to the Lord, but after that she would fall again.
所以她在寻求怎么样从这个里面得拯救。
And so she was trying to figure out how to be redeemed from this.
有一次当她在读到追求的书的时候, 就说到这个世界,
And so one time when she was reading one of these helpful materials, she realized that the cross has delivered us from this world. She suddenly saw something.
她很喜欢看电视, 她突然圣灵给她光照, 她说我是不是因为看电视, 所以我常常软弱。
And she enjoyed watching television, so she thought, what if it was because of this that I'm so weak?
哎呀, 她跟主讲道理, 她说主啊, 我不能每天都看圣经啊, 挺闷的。
She would start to reason with the Lord, well, can't really read the Bible every day, it's kind of boring.
可是圣灵很清楚地告诉她, 要把电视把它放下。
But the Holy Spirit clearly told her to put down the television.
那有一个姊妹跟她讲得很绝, 有一个姊妹说, 如果你一个爱主的人是不可能天天晚上泡在电视机面前的。
One of the sisters was very direct with her. She said, if you love the Lord, you can't spend all your time at night in front of the television.
那感谢主, 她虽然不服气, 但是后来因着这句话, 她后来还是把电视放下了。
Thank the Lord, even though she wasn't submissive at first, but she gave it up.
诶, 放下以后, 她发现, 她就有了得胜的经历了。
When she put it down, she realized she had a victorious life.
所以弟兄姊妹, 很多时候我们软弱, 为什么会软弱呢?
So many times, brothers and sisters, we are weak. Why are we weak?
需要我们到主的面前去问主。
We must go to the Lord and ask.
那我们也需要有一个肯听的耳朵。
And we also must have a hearing ear.
很多时候其实我们心里面对我们的问题,
many times in our hearts, when we face problems,
我们的捆绑, 我们的软弱, 我们其实是很清楚的。
We are very clear on what our weaknesses are and failures.
但是我们有很多的理由,
but we often have many excuses.
来为我们的软弱来找借口。
We give reasons why we are weak.
弟兄姊妹, 在我们周围有很多捕鸟人的网络。
Brothers and sisters, there are many people who set snares and traps around us.
看上去好像并不是罪。
When you look at it at first, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Many times certain things might even, you might think it's beneficial.
但是那个东西背后有根绳子, 你看谁在拉呢? 是那个恶者在拉。
But behind many things, there's often someone pulling the strings, and who is that? That is the evil one.
当你正吃得津津有味的时候，绳子一拉，你就被罩住了。
Many times when you are enjoying something, the string is pulled and you are trapped.
当你来读主耶稣在出来的时候，他被魔鬼试探，你发现魔鬼就在用那个诱饵在吸引我们的主，想要吸引我们的主。
When our Lord came out after 3 years to serve others, one of the first things he faced was Satan, who gave him many different temptations.
但是我们的主，他看得清楚，那一个是捕鸟人的网罗，所以他不会往里面钻。
But our Lord could see very clearly that it was a snare, and he didn't go into it.
所以尤其在今天这个末世的时候。
So especially in these latter times.
我想我们看到很多的弟兄姊妹，他们爱主。
We see that there are many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们好像也有属灵的悟性，属灵的恩赐。
Maybe they have spiritual gifts and spiritual blessings.
但是常常在这条上行的路上。
But many times on this road of ascension,
因着被这些诱饵引走了，就落在了网罗的里面。
They are distracted by these temptations and they are snared.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们彼此劝勉。
So brothers and sisters, we must warn one another.
首先不要落在那个网罗的里面。
First off, do not be snared by these people.
但是另一面也感谢主。常常我们发现，当我们软弱落在那个网里面的时候。
But many times we thank our Lord when we are caught in these snares.
我们的主叫网罗破裂。
Our Lord causes these traps to become broken.
以前有一个故事，有一个画家，很有名的画家，在圣彼得大教堂。
There's a story of a famous artist in St. Peter's.
他画了一幅很大的画，他在那里端详，看看画得怎么样，他就往后退，往后退，在一个高台上。
And he was trying to enjoy and look at this painting, this large painting, so he took quite a few steps back.
可是他不知不觉，他没有注意，已经走到了高台的边缘。
But he did not notice. He had backed up so much, he was at the edge of the scaffold.
再下去他就摔出去了。
If he took another step, he would fall off.
这时候边上有个工人抓起了画笔，就丢在他的那个作品上。
And so one of the workers did was he took a paintbrush and he threw it at a painting.
本来他是往后退的，但是当这个发生的时候，他又往前走。他说：“为什么你糟蹋我的画？”
And so originally this paint artist was backing up, but as soon as this painter threw this paintbrush, he took a few steps forward to see why this was happening.
那我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有这样的经历，在我们的人生中，常常我们像那个画家一样。我们对于我们自己的事情着迷了，我们一步一步一步就落到了堕落的深渊。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if this is your experience, but if many times have we, because we enjoy our own life so much, have we walked into a path towards a trap?
可是就在这个时候，圣灵兴起了一些环境，好像一些不可思议的事情发生在我们的人生中。
But have you noticed many times that the Holy Spirit during these times, He causes things to happen that are marvelous and that are not usual?
我们虽然在问为什么，为什么，但是我们已经得到了拯救。
Even though we might ask why did this happen, but we don't realize in the meanwhile that we have actually been saved.
耶和华是我们的帮助。
The Lord is our help.
我们的帮助在于耶和华神的名。
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
那我想抱歉哈，时间已经超出了。那我想最后我们结束在加拉太六章十四节。
I'd like for us to close with Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太六章十四节。
Galatians chapter 6.
刚才罗马书第八章告诉我们说，神帮助我们。
In Romans chapter 8, we saw that the Lord helps us.
那弟兄姊妹，神在我们这一边。
And that God is on our side.
但是在加拉太书六章十四节。
But in Galatians 6 verse 14.
保罗说，我断不以别的夸口。
It says, God forbid that I should glory.
只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
Save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因这十字架就我而论，世界已经定在十字架上。
By whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
就世界而论，我已经定在十字架上。
The world is crucified to me, and I to the world.
那弟兄姊妹，这叫什么呢？这叫我们在神的这一边。
What does this mean, brothers and sisters? It means that God is on our side.
我们要得着拯救，一面神在我们的这一边。
So on one hand, God is on our side.
那另一面，我们需要在神的这一边。
On the other hand, we have to be on God's side.
我们如果能依靠神，神的灵。
If we can rely on God's Spirit.
我们如果能跟随羔羊。
If we can follow the Lamb.
我们如果能守住神的道。
If we can keep his word,
我们就能有诗篇124篇的经历。
We can have the experiences of Psalm 124.
耶和华帮助我们。
The Lord, the Jehovah is our helper.
我们的帮助在于耶和华的名。
And our help is in the name of the Lord.
愿主借着这一些简单的话来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us with these words.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
我们的心受你的吸引。
Our hearts are drawn by you.
我们愿意往耶和华的殿而去。
We are willing to approach your temple.
主啊，虽然在这条路上有艰难。
Even though there are trials on this world.
虽然世界如洪水要冲击我们。
Even though the world wants to carry us away like a flood.
虽然世界如野兽要吞吃我们。
Even though the world wants to devour us like a beast.
虽然世界如网罗要诱惑我们。
Even though the world wants to snare us like a trap.
但是我们知道耶和华神帮助我们。
But we know that the Lord is our help.
我们也愿意以你的名为我们的帮助。
And we want to have help in your name.
主恩待我们，恩待你的教会。
Please bless your church.
叫我们有胜过世界的经历。
So that we can overcome this world.
叫我们做一个上行的人。
That we could be people ascending.
祝福你自己的话。
Bless your word.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.